Assistant Director of Facilities.
I'm Alan O'Neill, Interim Director of Facilities.
There are action items before the board in the form of three resolutions in order based on the agenda. The first is the baseball field. The baseball field currently, we are actually renting from another facility, and it is our desire to not have to do that moving forward. Therefore, we would like to put the baseball field in a position where it can be used by our athletics department. The cost of this is estimated to be over $250,000. It does include benches, press box. It includes, of course, the relocation of the baseball field, which requires engineering and design, regrading. It would include masonry-style dugouts. And this cost is, again, which we are estimating over $250,000. And then there is an actual amendment where we are saying that the cost would not to exceed $500,000.
Are there any questions on this matter?
Just my knowledge, we're just rotating the diamond, that's right?
We are rotating the diamond so that it can be in compliance with.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And that will include dugouts or no?
Correct, yes.
It will. It will include just stands or scoreboard, anything like that. That's all outside.
That number does include the number that we're estimating to be at about a little less than $500,000 includes the following. It includes the engineering and redesigning and grading of the actual field itself. It includes fencing. It includes the masonry style dugouts. It includes the scoreboard, bench seating for about between 200 and 300 patrons. It includes a press box and miscellaneous items such as fence screening, catch nets, dugout accessories, and tarps and equipment.
That's a lot. Any other questions from members of the board?
No questions.
Hearing none, the chair will entertain a motion. Is that moved?
We approve.
It's moved. Is there a second, please?
Second.
It's been properly moved and second.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Kerr?
Yes.
Trustee Samuel?
Yes.
And Trustee Finney?
Yes.
The second item on the agenda in the terms of the resolutions would be the campus electrical upgrade. We believe that the work will not exceed $6.5 million. It was put forward on the actual governor's agenda, and I believe we are one of two schools that was considered that amount. We're saying would not exceed $6.5 million. We do believe that some of the costs for the engineering and architectural services will be exceeding $100,000, and that is why we are before you today in order that we may begin the design efforts that we require.
So what exactly are we being asked to approve today?
So according to the resolution, there's a need to contract for professional services to include engineering and architectural services, which we do estimate to exceed $100,000. At the time that we also will need to do construction services, including general contracting, mechanical and electrical, and plumbing trades, which will exceed $250,000. We are asking the board to approve us actually going into contracts with the professional services, and once the funds are allocated, then we would also, this would also allow us to move into contracts for construction services.
So, and that is going to be $6.5 million?
Yes, so the actual funds for the design work we are saying would be about $100,000 or exceeding $100,000. We expect that they would be about 7.5% of the actual cost of the 6.5. So we are asking to, yes, go into contracts with the designers. That would be the first. Then once funding is actually allocated, yes, we would then be requesting of the board approval to go into contracts for that would not exceed $6.5 million.
So we did, just to restate this to make sure that I understand is that there is no funding today allocated for the $6.5 million project.
This is a design, as I understand, this is a design issue.
We're going to approve the design portion in expectation that that funding is going to be approved at some later date that we'll be asked to approve.
Yes, Trustee, I think that that's a good question. And maybe Dr. Brooks or someone, or maybe the president, has a sense of the likelihood of this capital being forthcoming. Does anyone want to speak to that?
Yes.
Mr. President, here.
I'd like to, if I may.
You're the CFO.
Yes.
Let the president speak to this. Mr. President?
When we met with the governors, Glenn, what was the name of the gentleman?
We met with, no, it wasn't Weems, it was the director.
Of budget.
The director of OMB.
OMB.
Management and budgets.
All right. And when he saw this item on our budget, he became quite concerned that this item was on the budget and that the university had not addressed this. And what he requested, because his staff members were talking about, well, we don't know if we'll fund it. And when he saw it, he said, wait a minute, this one is important. We have no option here, because at any day, we can lose all electrical services on this campus. The electrical switchgear was installed, maybe, what, 19?
30 years ago.
Over 30 years ago.
And it's reached its life expectancy.
Yes.
And it has, I think it's like 5 years beyond its life expectancy.
Yeah.
Every day that goes beyond that life expectancy, we can lose all electrical power. Already, in the Cook Administration Building, we have lost power twice within the last year. And what that means is that we take the generator, pull it up, hook it up, and we try it, and we keep the building open until we go and do some repairs. All buildings on this campus are on that electrical switchgear. Our greatest fear is that this will happen in the middle of wintertime. And if it happens in the middle of wintertime and we lose all electricity, our pipes freeze, and it goes from a $6 million challenge to a $60 million challenge. If it happens in the middle of the summertime, the windows do not open, classes cannot take place because the heat would be unbearable. This is something, this is one of those must-do items. And to the credit of the governor's person, he said, well, you must put this back on your agenda. And he, our hope is to get this funded, sir.
All right, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, have you also spoken to the president of the Senate as well as the Speaker of the House?
We have retained.
Are they aware of this matter?
Yes.
Trustee Finney, I can speak to it from a legislative perspective. As you know, July of last year in the FY11 budget, the General Assembly passed $200 million in terms of a capital budget. But what happened was that the owner of the gaming industry sued, saying that the bill was unconstitutional because it addressed several subjects as opposed to a single subject. So what happened was that then the General Assembly took it to Lisa Madigan, the AG's office, and she ruled that it should stay, meaning that until the General Assembly pass the legislation whereby they would do it in a single subject, then which they're expected to do this spring session. So the expectation is that they will go ahead and split it up and do as they should have done last July, and I think that we are okay.
Thank you very much. That's a big help, and thank you very much, Trustee Hill, for opening this up. Let me get it straight. The $100,000 that we are essentially encumbering now, is this what we are?
So currently we expect that the professional services are going to exceed the limit that for board approval, which would be $100,000.
Okay. Now, then this next question is, where is that $100,000 coming from?
So that, on the initial cost, can come from the university. Once the 6.5 is obtained.
No, I'm talking about right now the 100 million. Once the 6.5 is not assured, but we think it is.
Yes.
I'm trying to deal from a cash flow point of view now. Where does this, that may be your question.
Yes, I can speak to that. Yeah, we currently have university funds that we've set aside for this purpose. As part of our unfunded needs, and we do have the dollars set aside for that because that's one of our priorities.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, that's Trustee Hill, you got any more on this one?
No, I now understand the situation. That was very helpful, the discussion, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Are there any more questions or comments, thoughts? No more questions. Chair would entertain a motion.
I move that we approve this resolution.
It's been moved.
Second.
Yeah, Trustee Rozier.
Yes.
Trustee Hill.
Yes.
Trustee Kerr. Trustee Samuels.
Yes.
And Trustee Finney.
Yes.
The next resolution that we have before you is for the academic library repairs. Currently, we have some water infiltration issues in the academic library, this building, and we are actually looking that we do need to actually fix those things. So in order to do that, again, we believe that the professional services of the architects and engineers will exceed the cost of $100,000. We believe that the actual cost of the construction is going to also exceed $250,000. So this would be funded again. The initial cost to do a forensic report would be funded by Chicago State University, the actual university. We are then looking for the construction services to be funded by the Capital Development Board, and that is the resolution that we have before you.
Questions?
No questions.
No question this way? Okay. The chair will entertain a motion to approve this matter.
I move that we approve this resolution.
It's been moved.
Second.
It's been properly moved and second.
Trustee Rozier.
Yes.
Trustee Hill.
Yes.
Trustee Kerr.
Yes.
Trustee Samuel.
Yes.
And Trustee Finney.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
That concludes, I think, public and employee comments. Anyone?
May I ask one question really
yes,
quickly?
Ma'am.
Just an update. Has there been any follow-up on the pre-existing issues with the two abandoned properties and our situation with Metra?
Yes, so if you're, I'm going to make sure that I understand which abandoned properties.
You know, the two buildings that are near the actual Metra station, I believe it was a previous board meeting where we discussed the conditions of the Metra station and that somebody would be contacting Metra and, mm-hmm. you know, if we could get repairs and flag stops and things like that changed.
We,
good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Katia seemed from the foundation, and I met with a member of the Metra board. He was very supportive of us. However, we have since heard back that although Metra understands what our need is, they're not willing to go forth with making that a full stop or making those necessary repairs at this present time. We're still in the process of identifying exactly who owns the ramp leading there, because we need to redo the Cottage Grove entrance because we'll need it for other things that's going on campus. But we have a leak there that we have to, that's why we have to determine ownership. We also have a leak at the 95th and St. Lawrence entrance, and we kind of think it's connected. We'll have the same forensic firm that's possibly looking into the water leaks here to do an investigation out there to determine exactly what's what. But we're working with legal to identify who owns that property, who has the responsibility for fixing it at the present time.
As one last point on just a brief update of some of the projects that we are actually under construction with right now, unless we do not want to go into that. If so, just a brief update. I wanted to credit and thank Jason Ferguson and two of the students who actually sat on a committee to evaluate the architects and engineers as we begin to make our selection. So I do want to thank Jason. I'm not sure if he is here, but and the students who actually participated in that. We thought it was a good exercise for them, and it kind of gave them exposure to the field of mechanical engineering. So I wanted to recognize that. Okay. There's no other question.
Are there any other questions?
No questions.
Here or none? No public employee comments? Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Rozier.
Yes.
Trustee Hill.
Yes.
Trustee Kerr.
Yes.
Trustee Samuels.
Yes.
And Trustee Finney.
Yes.
Thank you.
And is the board meeting?